Just a quick word of warning, this episode has strong language, violence, and it deals with adult themes. So if you have kids around, you'll probably want to listen to something else.
Frankster here with another baller-ass prank video. So we did a social experiment to see how good people are by doing a fake holdup. And it's friggin' savage. The dude we picked, I think he literally pissed himself. You guys gotta watch this.
I can't help you, man.
Dude, look at this guy. He's gonna kill me, man.
Not my problem.
Just pay him for me, please. I promise I'll give you the money back.
This has nothing to do with me. I don't even know this guy.
Ugh, do we have to watch this?
Look. There's an ATM right over there. It's just $500.
I don't have that kind of money.
This is awful.
Watch, watch, watch.
He's got a gun.
Whoa, 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 wait. Gun. Okay, all right, I'll get it.
I don't think I
just need a couple of hours.
You just got pranked, dude. Yeah, man, none of this is real. Look at the blood, the gun. This is my buddy TJ.
Hey.
Hey, but you passed, man. You gave him the money. That means you're not a piece of shit, dude. Congratulations.
Who the hell are you?
Paula. People find this funny.
Oh, fine, 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 fine. Last one.
And I didn't realize until recently how big prank videos are online. If you go to YouTube, they're all over the place. And some of them are funny, but some of them are just mean. Our story today follows a woman who tries to do something about that. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, this is The Truth, and today's episode is about feeling better than everyone else.
Psst, you didn't hear this from me, but Normal Gossip is back for a sixth season. Join host Kelsey McKinney as she shares the juiciest gossip from the real world. Each episode, she's joined by a special guest, and you might recognize a couple this season from the Radiotopia universe. Normal Gossip, named one of the best podcasts of the year by Time Magazine and Vulture, is out now on all your favorite podcast platforms. New episodes starting April 17th.
Okay, here we go. This is called Troll.
Is savage. Hey, it's Frankster here with another prank for y'all. So you know how my mom's like a nurse, right?
Well, is this his actual job?
This guy's huge. You've never heard of him?
So I figured a prank just might help. You know what? Just watch. Okay, ready? One, two. Mom, hurry! Come quick!
Is there gonna be blood?
It's Mr. Sanchez.
Is he okay? Is he breathing? Did you call a doctor?
I don't know.
Okay.
Look.
Oh, come on.
Is this normal for someone in a coma to have a boner that big?
Is that a balloon?
Yeah, but wait.
Something was really wrong. Are you kidding me? Oh,
you got pranked, Mom.
This is my job. You almost gave me a heart attack.
You don't think that's funny? Oh, come on.
Is he always like that?
Like what?
That, I don't know. I mean, like, his mom might get fired, you know?
Oh, come on, I know that hospital. She's not gonna get fired.
And that poor guy in the coma, he didn't.
Well, it's not like he noticed.
Seriously?
I'm kidding.
You're kidding, he's kidding, but it's still mean. And, like, laughing at that makes you mean, too. I don't mean you.
Thanks for that.
It's just, no, you know what it is?
Listen, whatever, it's I don't care. It's 5:01, I should have been a dot 59 seconds ago. I'm gonna meet Kat for a drink, you coming?
No, I've got some work I need to finish.
Really?
Yeah. Another night, I promise. Thanks, though.
Okay. Later.
Thanks for watching! If you like this video and want to see more videos like it, leave a comment down below and subscribe.
Oh my god. All these comments.
Oh man, Frankster, you are nuts.
Your mom freaked, yo.
You're a terrible human being.
Who are these people?
LOL, we're gonna get my boyfriend one of those balloons. The guy is in a coma. Where's the consent?
You know, last month, I made $30,000 working from home just surfing the internet. You can too. Money, money, money.
Chill, people. It's a prank.
How would you like it if he came and messed everything up at your job?
Frankster, amazing.
Or if he made you the butt of the joke at your most vulnerable moment. I'd be freaked out for like 2 seconds, then I'd sack up.
Look on Mom's face.
Hilarious.
Ron Paul 2020.
It's a real shame that society rewards this kind of behavior. This boy does whatever he wants, traumatizing people and disrupting their lives with no thought of the consequences. And you all watch it and laugh.
Didn't you watch it?
Yes, I did. And I wish I hadn't. I don't want to give even indirect support to this parasite.
What do you mean support? It's free.
Every view is support.
Let's not overthink it. It's just a prank.
Using a coma patient as a prop is not okay. It's dehumanizing. And by watching these videos, by laughing, you're validating what he is doing.
Whoa! It's not just me.
My mom was in the hospital before she died.
I'm so sorry for your loss, Vox Pop Rocks. I'd hate to think that someone was abusing her like this.
Dicks are funny!
Don't you think abuse is a bit much?
No consent. That's abuse. I was abused.
I'm so sorry, Patriot Gamer.
Thank you, listen up.
You did a very good job saying what I was feeling. Go listen up!
I thought the soup one was funny. Does that make me an asshole?
For those of us who are offended, what do you think we should do, listen up?
What do I think? I think the only thing to do is to starve the beast. If you don't like Frankster or this sort of viciousness, let Frankster and his sponsors know. Tell them how his videos make you feel, then unsubscribe and walk away. He'll fade away soon enough.
So much for freedom of speech.
He's free to say what he wants, Groucho Redux, but we are also free to ignore it, just like I'll be doing with your comments.
Mic drop!
R-O-F-L.
LOL. LOL.
Wow.
Yo, what's up, guys? It's Frankster here with another video. This is gonna be a little different one today. I wanted to make an apology video, because, like, the past few weeks have been cray. I've gotten a lot of blowback from my last prank. Like, a lot. I've been reading your emails, I've been seeing the tweets, it's nonstop. Death threats, but that's not new. And I've lost a lot of subscribers. So it got me thinking, and I just wanted to apologize. To me, it was like a funny, stupid thing that I thought you'd like. I didn't think it'd be that different, honestly. Like, I thought it was just kind of another video. Like, my job is to make you guys laugh, and that's what I thought I was doing. But you guys made me see that maybe I stepped over the line a little bit, and for that, I'm, like, seriously sorry. All my sponsors have canceled. There's maybe a TV thing that's dead now, so thanks for that. But that's just how it is, I guess. One day you're hot, and next you're snot. So I want to thank all of you, especially the haters, straight up. You guys made me see what was, like, really there. From now on, the videos that I'm going to be doing, it's going to be back to, like, my old school stuff, you know, the straight up pranks that I used to do back in the day. So I hope you'll share this and maybe check out some upcoming new stuff. And I hope you guys will kind of lay off a little bit, maybe stop with the death threats, honestly. Please. Don't forget to like and subscribe. Frankster out.
He calls that an apology?
So it's our fault?
Haters gonna hate. We love you, Frankster.
This makes me angrier than the original video.
Why isn't he in jail getting raped right now? Cosign.
People, let it go. It's over. You got him to grovel. You won.
It was not about wanting him to grovel.
That wasn't even very good groveling.
Come on. He even took the video down.
Don't worry, I kept a copy, in case anyone forgets.
Wait, you're seriously keeping it?
What are you, his lawyer?
The guy said he was sorry.
Did that sound to you like someone taking responsibility? Who had learned his lesson?
Sounded like someone who's scared about his livelihood and would say anything.
Exactly.
He should be scared. Punish, punish, punish.
He's got like 6 followers. He's practically out of business.
He doesn't get it.
Seriously? What more do you want?
Liz!
Oh! What's up?
What are you doing?
Why?
Is that a Frankster video?
What? No.
You were giving me grief for watching it.
I didn't.
And now you're... Everybody in the office is waiting for the report that you were supposed to have done, like, yesterday.
I've been busy.
With what?
I'll get it to Veronica first thing.
No, she says to finish it before you go. She'll look it over at home. At least I get my work done.
Seriously? What more do you want?
Nothing. We've already heard more than enough from him, and people like him. Frankster, keep your sorry. There is nothing you can do to make it right. The problem is you. This is what you are. And the world would be better off if you were dead.
I heard he killed himself.
Holy F!
When did he make this?
Are we sure he's dead?
Whoa!
He lives in my town. I heard sirens this morning. I bet they were for him.
Someone posted something about someone on a bridge. Was that him?
It's fine. It's a prank. You all got franked in the barn.
And someone shot him?
I think he shot himself.
Hung himself.
With a person? It's hanged. Hanged himself. Just FYI.
Listen up should be ashamed. But I doubt he she is.
That smug, self-righteous.
Hey, Liz, how's it going? Look, I just wanted to say I'm sorry about last week. I didn't mean to be such a jerk. Things were just really tense with that report, and then everybody... is that another Frankster video? Oh my god, obsessed much? Which one is it? Hey, are you okay? Liz, you don't look so good.
I can't talk right now.
Okay. Sure, yeah. No problem.
I said I was sorry, okay? Jeez, when I apologized before, I meant it, and I thought this would stop. I don't even know what to do anymore. Like, forget it. What's the point? Like, it's not gonna make any difference. Someone wrote, "There's nothing you can do to make it right. The problem is you. This is what you are. And the world would be better off if you were dead." Maybe I should be dead. Maybe they're right.
You wrote that, listen up.
This is on you.
You think he, she did it?
My brother committed suicide.
You think they broke into his house?
You kidding? He said he's gonna kill himself.
Please help me, my friend. I am a Nigerian prince who got mugged while backpacking in Europe.
Frank, if you're reading this, let us know. Are you okay?
He's dead.
Suicide is no joke.
The whole police force.
How freaking low does a person have to be to tell someone to kill himself?
I didn't say... It's not what I meant.
No, you meant for him to get shot.
And his house burned down.
Wait, did that happen?
I never...
You said you wanted to make things better.
How does that kind of talk make things better?
I didn't mean it.
Then why would you say it?
Who gave you the right to decide who can live?
I hope you die a slow, painful death.
I'm so...
Pathetic, ugly, lip-torn, scum-sucking...
Stupid, stuck-up piece of shit.
Cocksucker, loser.
Your parents must be disgusted.
Fascist.
White trash.
I'm gonna eat your goddamn face.
You're gonna die unhappy.
You're so jealous. What a friggin' waste of life.
Hey, Paula. Remember when we were watching those Frankster videos? What was the name of that hospital? Excuse me. Allison Zelleher?
Yeah?
I wanted to talk to you about your son, Frank. I came here because I wanted to talk to you in person.
Damn it.
I know this cannot be an easy...
What did he do now? What? He's mopping down the hall. Frank! Frank!
I'm coming!
Yeah? This lady says
no,
that you...
No. He doesn't have to...
Yes, he does.
Okay. I am sorry for the pain that my prank has caused.
No, I mean, it's me. I said some things I shouldn't have.
Like, would you...
Frank!
Sorry.
I thought that I made you that I made you kill yourself.
Oh, yeah. I guess it sounded... Well, I mean, it was my last prank, kind of. Sort of like, I'm done with all that.
I'm sorry.
Don't worry about it.
I'm sorry.
Hey, it's okay. Really, it's okay.
I'm so ashamed of myself.
Hey, it's gonna be okay. Seriously, I know. All right, it's just... I mean... Well... You got franked.
Troll, written by Chris Kopeniak and produced by me, Jonathan Mitchell. With Abby Royal as Liz, Kyle Gordon as Frank, Ashley Atkinson as Paula, and Jeanette Kronk as Frank's mom. We'll have a full cast list up on our website, thetruthpodcast.com, where you can also learn more about our show and listen to past episodes. Special thanks to Magnet Theater, who offer classes and shows on improv, sketch, and storytelling in New York City. Find out more at magnettheater.com. The Truth is a part of Radiotopia from PRX, a curated network of extraordinary cutting-edge podcasts. Find out more at radiotopia.fm. And if you'd like to sponsor a future episode of The Truth, send an email to sponsor@radiotopia.fm. Our associate producer is Carrie Kasten. Our intern is Madeline Stouffer. I'm Jonathan Mitchell, and you have been hearing
The Truth.
Radiotopia.
From PRX.